Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in shortly GLI. I don't know why few people think that I'm up to changing the world. No way, I'm not aiming to change the world. I just want to know what is the real fact, what they taught me. All my schooling that and my parents taught me be ethical, and all my professional courses and everyone outside the life told that you can be successful only if you are not ethical. All the theory doesn't work practically. Okay, let me tell you all a story. Actually, the story is everyone knows it, but I added few of my own things. Let's begin. A person does so much hard work and he deserves the best prize, but he doesn't get anything. So he starts praying. Mother Nature appears. She says that she is impressed with his work. Then he says, I need success. I need to be on the top of the list and I want everything success position. Okay, Mother Nature grants. After becoming successful, the next real test begins. It's not that becoming success is the test. It's nowhere that. It's the test is always what you become after you become successful. Mother Nature tests him in different ways. Like one time he'll be stagnant. Like he cannot grow in his thing. He'll be very unsatisfied. He's in successful position but still not happy. He prays for the goddess and Mother Nature appears. Why am I not happy? She says, you are only thinking of yourself. You are not letting others to succeed. You are grabbing their opportunities. You are growing and becoming selfish. You should let other people grow. So he becomes some liberal. He will slowly give up one opportunity, one by one, so that he can uplift other people. So that other people who are trying for the same success, trying for the same opportunities, so that they could enter in, he will start limiting himself or forego the opportunities. In fact, not limit, forego the opportunities, sacrifice for them, he builds up a community. And again, he reaches in a top position because of his goodness and kindness. But still, what happens is, he gets his junior, a very small 10 years younger than him, does a fantastic work, and that starts making him feel insecure. And he will try to pull that 10 years younger to him. A small boy who is doing excellent work, he tried to pull him back. He tried to suppress him so that he remains in a good position all the time. He's just jealous. He's just insecure of the little kid who is performing in an extraordinary way. Then Mother Nature appears. This is the real test. Will you let your ego go? Will you let go your ego and admire the art? Or will you stay with your ego and suppress, insult the art? Will you let go your ego and stand for the values that you want to uplift the people? Or will you be insecure and pull the boy down? What will you do? That's the test Mother Nature gives him. So what he finally realizes, he admits that he still needs to learn. He comes back to that anger kid, starts learning from the kid. And then comes the real question. After that, this anger boy grows into huge, big person. All the people he gave chance, they also grow up. Now he feels small in front of them. Now he feels like he's living in their shadows. He calls Mother Nature. Why am I still feeling like this? I'm feeling so small. Help me. Mother Nature says, you're feeling like this because you're thinking of your own self. He gets angry. I gave up my position. I gave up my opportunities. I even gave up my ego. I went for small kid and I learned from him. And still, what you expect me to do? Then Mother Nature starts telling this story. A king passing by stops and sees a person, very old person, who can't even move or do his work, still trying to plant seeds. King asks that old man, "Why are you doing this?" Like the old man replies, like, "What are you doing means I am planting seeds." And king says, "Why are you doing this much hard work for planting those seeds? Even though you plant these trees to become trees and give fruits, it takes years of time. By the time the fruit comes, by God's grace, you may not be alive. You know that you won't get the fruit or any benefit from this, but still, why are you doing it?" The old man says, "It's not about me. It's about next generation. I may not enjoy the fruits of it, but future generations, grandsons, younger children, they will enjoy the fruits of this tree. I'm not planting for them. It's about the next generation." Then man realizes it's not about him. It's about next generation. And when finally man realizes that helping the next generation, helping Mother Nature, that what he needs to do, he starts doing it. Now what happens? When he's trying to do it for the next generation, trying to sow the seeds and get people together so that he could protect the plants, then automatically he starts feeling big. If you're feeling insecure, if you're feeling small because of someone's presence, it's because you're feeling selfish. Come out of that zone and do best for the next generation on your behalf. Automatically, you feel bigger because there are still seeds. That's what you're supposed to do. If you are going behind the people who you think pulling them, that doesn't help us. It makes you fall in the dark shadows. And you finally end up nowhere. So this is the motto. The real test comes from after you becoming successful. It's not like becoming successful is the test. It's nowhere like that. What you do after you become successful, what you do after you have everything, that's the real test. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.